area clergy gathered outside the Albany County building Monday to call on legislators to support guaranteed paid sick days. With the advance of so-called service economy jobs, several municipalities have passed legislation requiring sick time. Albany faith leaders argue that paid sick days are a moral issue as well as an economic one. Pastor Renee Hollinshed of Sojourner Truth AME Zion Church was among the religious leaders asking the county legislature to immediately pass Local Law C, which would allow all workers in Albany County to accrue a minimum number of paid sick days.
To provide a law that dispels the myth that low-income, part-time, or even seasonal workers are not worthy of the same benefits provided to other income classes of people.
A study by the Institute for Women's Policy Research finds that an estimated 40% of workers living in Albany County lack even a single paid sick day.
Their health and the health of their families, as well as the health of their co-workers and consumers they serve, is paramount to reduce the spread of illness. Imagine the ripple effect one's employee's illness can have in the workplace. The paid sick days is not just about the employee, but it's about the health of the employer's business as well as the public.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, a Democrat, supports the measure.
This legislation will result in a healthier workplace, improve child and family well-being, and reduce health care costs. It will also result in more productive workers and will benefit employees by increasing their bottom line.
According to Citizen Action of New York, 74% of Albany County part-time workers and 66% of service workers lack paid sick days, with transportation, construction, and sales workers also affected. Peter Cook is executive director of the New York State Council of Churches.
This proposal to offer paid sick leave to people who work in Albany County is really quite modest. Up to 72 paid hours for our largest employers. Employers with 6 to 10 employees will be required to only provide up to 40 paid hours, and employers with 5 or less employees are required to provide up to 40 hours, but those hours are unpaid.
5 states and the District of Columbia have paid family leave laws. In his State of the Union, President Donald Trump urged Congress to support paid family leave. A spokesperson for the Republican Minority Conference says the bill has already had its public hearing and goes to the Law Committee on August 27th. Democratic legislator Doug Bullock says if amendments to the measure go through committee, a hearing would likely be scheduled for September 25th, then go back to committee for approval before a full vote by the legislature, likely in October. It would need 20 votes to pass. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.